You're listening to The Connected Care Team, a show where we bring you the stories of care team innovation from the people at the forefront of modern healthcare communication and collaboration. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of The Connected Care Team. I'm your host, Reagan Nguyen, Senior Director of Brand Marketing and Communications at Tiger Connect. And we're kicking off this very first episode with a little bit of a flip. I'm going to have our producer, Jeremy, go ahead and ask me some questions to kind of set the stage for what you'll be able to hear throughout the run of this show, what we hope to accomplish, and what you as a listener can expect to hear.
Okay, great. Well, Reagan, thank you very much. Well, let's start right here. Why is Tiger Connect producing a podcast?
So I think what when we sat down to talk about what are some of the greatest ways we can tell our story, we realized that we needed to tell it through other folks. And more importantly, I guess I should say we should have other people, specifically our customers, but subject matter experts in the care team space. We should have them tell their stories because, you know, we can talk about our features, we can talk about our value of our product all day long, but ultimately it's what the customers are doing with it, what changes they're seeing, what process improvements they're getting, how they're improving patient care. Those things are way more relevant than us just putting out a features list and talking about that. And so I think when we sat down and we were doing case studies and testimonials, we realized we had high-end, big kind of pie-in-the-sky testimonials that had lots of data behind them. But we also had these great anecdotal stories that came from the people on the front lines, the nurses, the ED doctors, the EMTs who were seeing these changes and were feeling them. Like, it wasn't just like, you know, we had X amount of dollars and then, or X amount of time to accomplish this task. And when we put Tiger Connect into place, we cut that time down by X number of minutes. They were telling us like, this made my job better. And I think there's a lot of value to having those conversations and giving them a platform to tell their stories. And as we reached out, you know, we saw a lot of demand for that. So I've been surprised by how many people were like, yes, I'd love to come on and talk about how I used it at the past at another organization and what I'm doing now. And we realized that the podcast could be more than just even how our product helps folks, but what are the innovations that are helping care teams today communicate better, give faster treatment to their patients, and in a lot of ways improve their processes so everything moves smoothly. And so I think that's where we finally came up with the idea of the connected care team. What is connecting these people together and making them perform their jobs better?
Oh, that's great. That sounds awesome. So who will we be hearing from on the podcast?
We've got some great guests lined up. I don't want to get anything away too soon, but we've got people who have used our product in the past when they were first coming out of medical school and actually wrote papers on how our product was used in improving process within their organizations. We have people who are currently using the product from an IT standpoint. So we have viewpoints of doctors, nurses, IT and operations professionals, really bringing in a wide view of how products like Tiger Connect can help companies, but more along the lines of like how technology in general. I mean, a lot of these organizations are still using things like pagers, fax machines, like handwritten schedules. You don't see that in any other industry. They've all come into the 21st century, and yet a lot of things in healthcare in that admin side of the house are still old ways of thinking. And I mean, we've even seen it as recently as telemedicine. Like, people were like, telemedicine won't be widely adopted for 10 more years. And COVID put the jet fuel behind it, right? Yeah. So like, we are now seeing a huge spike in telemedicine usage. And so that pushed up our product roadmap. And so I think there's a lot of different angles we can talk about in how technology can improve these organizations. And so even if they've only implemented one thing, by hearing from all of these different stories, I think they'll find other ways of using it, because we've seen it firsthand. Someone signed up for Tiger Text, our initial HIPAA compliant texting solution, and realized that they could use it for a full like care team management and response team, not just texting, not just a box to check, but like, oh, this can actually change things. And I think those are the stories we want to tell.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. So, you know, and as you mentioned, of course, we're all still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, still dealing with that. And, it seems like this is the perfect time to launch this kind of podcast, because like you just said, we're all learning about new communication technologies, and especially in healthcare, we're all paying more attention now to the vital nature of communications and being able to communicate in the most efficient way.
Right. Yeah. At its core, that is exactly what we want this podcast to be, is how can these teams connect with each other in the hospital, into their health system, and ultimately with the patient. So it's that entire continuum of care. And I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see that in the stories that you're going to hear that in the stories that come through. And that's what we're looking for when we talk to our partners who maybe help with getting information to and from the EHR in a much faster way. That's what I think you'll hear from when we talk about things like scheduling integrations and getting lab results in a faster way, being able to take something that's a one-stop portal access, however you want to look at it, in your phone, and being able to see everything you need to do with that patient right there and seamlessly integrate with other people on the team. I there's going to be a lot of variations on that theme, but I think each one is a prism that gives us a different way of looking at solving this overarching problem that after heart attack and cancer, the number three thing or the third thing that causes death in the United States is medical error. And a huge percentage of medical error is caused by miscommunication. So if we can remove that piece of the puzzle, even just a little bit, I think you're going to see better care, you're going to see better outcomes, and you're going to see happier employees.
Yeah. So let's hear your pitch for why people should listen to this podcast.
I'll put on my marketing hat real quick. I'll say this. I don't want it to be a sales pitch, right? So I'm going to come at it. This is what I think you should know. If you want something where you're hearing not necessarily about the latest and greatest in medical technology from a testing standpoint or a treatment standpoint, but like how are the things that are going to make your job easier and better, so that you can provide care, so you can get back to the fundamental things that you need to do, that the reasons you got into healthcare in the first place. If you can remove those distractions, those miscommunications, those delays, wouldn't you want to learn about that kind of information? And I'm hoping that's what we can give to the folks. I'll tell you a story real quick. I was doing a pre-interview with one of the potential guests, and she was talking about how she was super excited to participate in this podcast because she actively listens and she was looking for something around this topic. Mm. And there's all these ones that are out there that are much broader around healthcare as a whole, or maybe even as larger healthcare technologies, but not necessarily these specific technologies. And she's like, there's nothing out there that's telling these stories. Mm. And so I think that there's an opportunity there for us to help amplify the voices of these people who are already wanting to tell these stories, but also to fulfill that need for the audiences that are looking for this content.
Yeah, there it is right there. I think that's a great reason for the kind of people you're trying to reach to listen to this podcast. They're going to get stories and content they really can't get anywhere else. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm psyched to be working with you and producing the podcast, and I know it's going to be awesome.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that so far. We're excited too, and I can't wait to let everybody hear the next two episodes. I think they're going to be really, really excited and surprised. So I think they're going to enjoy it.
Great.
So that's it for our inaugural episode of the Connected Care Team. I want to give a big thanks to Jeremy for flipping the script a little and interviewing me to get this started. I'm excited. It's gotten me even more excited talking about it. I can't wait to bring on the guests. And so thank you for tuning in. I look forward to having you join us again next time. And stay tuned for all of the ways you can follow us on social media. And don't forget, you can always learn more at tigerconnect.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Care Team. To learn more about Care Team Collaboration Solutions, please visit us at tigerconnect.com and be sure to follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook so you can stay connected to the latest episodes, news, and announcements.